Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot meat crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos, Hot Meat Crowder and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca on to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hot Meat, can't stop from each other, deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Queens, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana. Welcome to the show out the Solana.
We're having some fun here at the Amerant Bank Arena. It's Tuesday, and we are live at the Amerant Bank Arena. And we will get you ready for a little Panthers Maple Leafs action tonight on the program. Today is Crowder's birthday.
Whoa!
Which means he'll miss a few hours of the show because, as Solana has astutely pointed out on our text thread with Crowder, the guy who makes fun of anyone who celebrates their birthday or takes a day off for their birthday is never here on his birthday.
Never.
And sometimes, if you remember his 40th birthday, he throws an invite-only sponsored birthday party on South Beach that has, like, sponsorship all over it.
So you guys get invited to that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were there. I was. That was my my great night with Zach Thomas.
And oh! Like,
yeah, wow. Yeah. Great time.
Yeah.
But they just needed to fill out. You know, they had sponsors, so they needed to fill out the guest list. And but today's Crowder's birthday. I feel, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you feel it as well, that there's a little bit of momentum working for UM to get to the college football playoffs over Notre Dame. Or, obviously, there's some other machinations that could happen, and we're going to know a little bit of the direction tonight at 7 p.m. when the playoff committee... This will be their final rankings, right? This would be... Now, we still need to see the conference championship games on Saturday.
Second to last one.
Yeah. So they do the conference championship games and then have one more?
Yeah. But this is the most important one, in my opinion, because you're going to know.
You're going to see where they're seated.
Remember last year, Miami was behind Alabama at this current moment. So a year ago today, they placed Miami behind Alabama, and you knew no matter what happened in the conference championship games, the Canes were on the outside looking in.
By the way, you hear Josh Appel there. He is with us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. We always like to bring in our hockey experts. I'll tell you what's going on in Appel's life. There's a lot of action going on, man. But I was saying, I kind of feel like there's a little momentum swirling for the University of Miami, but I also wonder if that's because we're in this local bubble of Hurricanes fans, and my feed is populated with people who believe the Hurricanes should vault Notre Dame. And I'm wondering if, you know, you were asking somebody in Texas right now, or
they're a joke.
Or, but I'm just using a geographic example. Yeah. Outside of South Florida, I just wonder if they're feeling like there's some momentum building for the U.
I know it could feel like a bubble, but there are national writers now, prominent national writers and national personalities who are going to bat for for Miami at the moment. And I saw somebody say this morning, the only teams in the top 12 right now that aren't ranked one in front of the other based on head-to-head is Notre Dame and Miami. There are two or three other combinations where the team ranked ahead has beaten that other team behind them.
So it
and
makes
they
sense.
Are ranked. Correct.
Right.
But this is the one instance where that's not
amazing
the case.
How that happened.
Yeah, and I love the ACC network playing Notre Dame Miami on a loop the next 2 days. Great.
Yeah, did you see the schedule? Did you see the like you could see the
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grid.
The entire schedule is UM Notre Dame.
It's brilliant. It's really brilliant.
Well, brilliant would be changing the tiebreaker in the ACC. This is the next best thing.
Understood.
The ACC, man, like, brings it on itself with things like this. It's just absurd.
I mean, to sit there and have to celebrate somehow your ACC championship game when you know it's, I want to swear, but when you know it's BS, like it's a real black mark on the conference. But that's
college football now, is it not? Just things that don't make sense are commonplace throughout college football. And Hawk, to go back to your previous question, do you feel like there's a real change of the tide towards Miami? Like the narrative flipping towards Miami? I didn't until I just saw the Secretary of State sitting next to the sitting president actually talking about this. And I know it sounds silly, but that to me changes my opinion, because you and I were texting with Gelb this morning or yesterday, and I said the Canes are doomed. Like, I firmly believe that. If I unfollow Mike Ryan, I don't think I'm going to get the same type of
Well, that's why I say, are we in this bubble?
Yeah, I mean,
but
yeah.
Gelb had someone on his show yesterday, one of the national guys.
It was Aaron Murray.
Aaron Murray. And he said flat out, yeah, Miami over Notre Dame. But you're hearing that more and more.
Marty Smith said the same thing today. I mean, they were just going through just the different teams that are up for these at large. Oh, Miami's better than Oklahoma. Miami's better than BYU. Miami is better than Utah. All these teams. And another layer to this, it would be very unfair to Ole Miss. However, this committee set the precedent with Florida State.
Absolutely.
Where if they lose the most important part of their team,
yep.
which was Jordan Travis at the time,
yep.
they lose Lane Kiffin and Charlie Weiss, their yep. head coach and their offensive coordinator, among other staff members. Their head coach now is a defensive coordinator for a team that's in the 50s in defense of efficiency. Are we not applying that principle to Ole Miss? It would suck for them and be very unfair to the Rebels, but hey, the committee has set this precedent. Problem is, the committee doesn't follow their own precedent for anything.
Right, because they have their narrative that they decided weeks ago, and now they're going to have to really make a tough decision. Not tough, in my opinion, because to me, head-to-head trumps everything.
Yeah.
If you have two similar teams, head-to-head win-loss, to me, is the ultimate tiebreaker.
And they'll say, well, if Miami and Notre Dame were going to play right now, Notre Dame would be favored. I'm pretty sure they were favored in the opener, weren't they?
And it doesn't matter.
Right. Play the game.
It doesn't matter. They played
upset,
the game.
Hawk, upsets, they never happen. Never.
Solana wants to spend the next 3 hours and 51 minutes talking about Davion Mitchell. He shot 1,000% last night. The Heat are my kind of team. They can score. I don't care.
140 every night.
I don't care what the sport is. Give me scoring, and the Heat can do it. So your guy Davion Mitchell was.
They're talking about yesterday. Like Norman Powell, Spo. Well, Norm is campaigning for Davion to be first team All NBA.
Yeah.
Spo was talking about Davion like he's his son, his own blood. And then, you know, like they score 140, and in the postgame show, I'm not surprised about it anymore. I'm not like, oh, they scored 140. It's like,
no, it's what they do.
Hey, the Heat scored 140. Yeah. Bam shot 5 of 8 from beyond the arc, and yeah, that was my key to the game. Make Zubats pay for playing a approach to defense.
I can't think of Zubats without thinking of Coach L. Was he there last night? Did you see him?
I didn't see him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't text me, so I don't think he was
interesting.
There.
Interesting.
Yeah. Coach L, every time he's at the game, texts me. Hey, Solana, look for me, and we do the wave thing.
Oh, I love an arena wave.
Hate the stadium
I
wave.
Love the stadium
with Coach L?
If
Coach L's telling me to look for him, I'm not going to look
for him. Of course I would do it for Coach L, but I have ripped Appel a number of times. I do not understand.
I love it.
The fascination with a stadium wave.
Stand up!
Because people go through this on their phones for 12 minutes. No. You see where the Budweiser logo is? Right. To the right. Now, go. Okay, you see the person? You see Shlomo? Okay, go 3 rows up from Shlomo. Now go to the left. Now,
And now we're blocking the people behind
and
us.
And it's like, yeah, and there's a goal happening, and it's like, and then they you see the person. Okay.
Hey.
And then you go back to your life. For the life of me, do not understand the stadium wave.
No, because now you keep an eye on them. And if something goes down, you know you have somebody in common. You know where to link up with them.
An exciting moment happens. You point across the arena and you go,
exciting moment happens anytime. I text a friend. I go, hey, did you see that? Like, why do I need to point at someone?
I get upset when my friends go to the arena, don't tell me where they are.
Same.
I'm not going to go find them. I'm busy. I'm doing work. You're not even going to tell me where you are? Send me your tickets. I want to see you.
No. No, I'm not doing a stadium wave. It's pointless. Anyway, we'll talk a little Heat today. Today is Giving Tuesday. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. My wife works in the nonprofit industry. Giving Tuesday, you have Black Friday. Everybody does their shopping at stores. You have Small Business Saturday. Everybody tries to spend some money at a small business locally. Or online. And then you've got Cyber Monday, which was yesterday. You do some online shopping. Today is Giving Tuesday, where you go to a charity, a charitable organization, and you donate some money. Today is my wife was up early, and they run some platforms for companies that accept charity. So I've done this the last few years, and I want to do this again. The Russell Education Foundation is Twan Russell's charity, and this is one of those days where Solana won their pickleball tournament, but that's a fundraiser. They do fundraisers throughout the year. This one's really easy. You hop online and you make a donation. And a lot of these charities, these charitable organizations, I was talking with Twan earlier today, a lot of these charitable organizations, I mean, obviously,
the more that they are able to take in a year, the more services they're able to give throughout the year. And Giving Tuesday, for a lot of places, is a huge day to raise funds. Now, Twan does some massive fundraisers, but if you want to get in on Giving Tuesday and the spirit of the season, the Russell Education Foundation is kind of our pet charity on this show because we love Twan Russell and we love everything that he does for the community and means to the community. If you go to RussellEducationFoundation.com, you will see there's a make a donation tab, but there's also a pop-up that comes up that says Giving Tuesday, donate now. And literally, you can donate some money off your computer in the next 2 minutes. And I'll talk about it for 4 hours today, and hopefully we can, as a family, the radio family that the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show is, hopefully we can do some good for the Russell Education Foundation today on Giving Tuesday. So again, the website is RussellEducationFoundation.com. Joe Shad tweeted out, projected 38 degrees at kickoff for Dolphins and Jets on Sunday. Tua is 0-7. In his career, when the temperature is 46 degrees or colder at kickoff, 1-8 when 50 degrees or colder. Tua has won twice at the Jets in late November, and he's 6-0 versus the Jets in his career. And Miami 7-0 versus the Jets in games in which Tua appears. So this is one of those classic something's got to give games.
Well, it's a good thing the offense is ground and pound built around Devon Achane now and not around Tua Tagovailoa.
It is amazing what a transformation the offense has made. As I said on that clip, I think that you saw, I'm not necessarily certain that it was Mike McDaniel's idea of a transformation. I think it was necessity.
Had to.
Yeah.
But wasn't it a matter of time before we finally saw this run game guru come to life? Because that's how he was brought in.
And it was that way the first couple years.
Well, I mean, was it? You had a really good stretch in 2022 towards the end of the season where Raheem Mostert and the Dolphins were behind Jeff Wilson, were able to run the football decently. But, like, I don't remember the Dolphins ever being one of the best teams in terms of running the football. Again, through a very small stretch in 2022. In 2023, you had the Broncos game, but this was really Tua to Tyreek. Like, that was the offense, in my opinion. And this is the first time that you could say the Dolphins are winning football games. They're on a three-game win streak, the longest they've had in a long time, and they're doing it strictly because they have the best running back over the past couple weeks in the NFL, and the offensive line is playing well together.
The Dolphins had the most yards per carry and, like, the sixth most rushing yards in 2023. That's what was so frustrating about last year, is because for 2022 and 2023, they were one of the most efficient running offenses in the NFL, and then last year it just evaporated, and it looked like it was going that way again this season, but they seem to have figured things out. We've talked about the Brunskill change to, or the involvement of the extra offensive lineman.
Also, Achane is just great.
Oh my gosh. The touchdown that he scored against the Saints was not blocked particularly well on the outside. The Saints defensive back also made a terrible play on the edge, but that was pretty much all Devon Achane making something happen there. So obviously he's a big part of it, but it's good to see that this run game is looking at least similar to what we saw the first couple years of Mike McDaniel. And again, like, it kind of makes me want to see Mike McDaniel work with somebody who isn't too
Tagovailoa. I was going to say, now imagine you've got that running attack and you've got...
I hate that I'm back in on him. I really am.
You've got a quarterback who's mobile, first of all, so now he's a threat.
Not even mobile,
and
just like...
then a quarterback who can actually throw the ball. I mean, his greatest strength was accuracy. That seems to have disappeared.
The throw to Waller in the end zone, that he was wide open in the back, and Waller caught it 3 yards out of bounds because it was so off target.
Also, Darren Waller, know where your feet are, too. let's be honest here. Know where your feet are. Because I think half receivers come down with that ball with their feet in bounds.
He hadn't played in a while. Cut him some slack.
Right.
He also had, like, the most athletic catch we've seen this season, where he dragged his toes on the sideline. But even the Waller reception, that was a 30-plus yard reception or whatever it was, I watched the replay this morning. Waller had to come back to the ball, and the ball's spinning sideways when it gets into his hands.
Like, what?
Who is this
anyone
guy?
Anyone can throw a spiral. I mean, listen, very few people can throw it accurately while spinning it sideways. Let's do headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour. We have a loaded potato on the program today. Crowder will join us from Orlando. Doug Plagans will join us here at the Amerant Bank Arena. And Steve Goldie will join us here. Tonight's game is an ESPN Plus game. So Goldie's just kind of here walking around and being the mayor of Amerant Bank Arena. He's going to join us here. And Aronde Gadsden will join us via the phone in the 3 o'clock hour. So loaded potato. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
So, to be fair, is my mic on?
Yeah, it just went off for a second.
Hey, oh. All right. You don't want to hear me anymore, Tree?
Tree got tired. I think Tree thought I was sending it to commercial break, so he was already knocking you guys off the air.
To be fair, I don't.
Hey, Tree,
follow...
go back to your normal MO, which is not paying attention. All right.
Jimmy's got that covered.
Don't step on Jimmy's toes, but try not to pay attention.
I don't follow the NHL as closely until the Panthers are in the Stanley Cup Finals. Everybody's pretty aware of that. I was shocked this morning.
And even then, you call for Tkachuk's and Marchand's trade.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, do they really need Barkey?
Right.
But the funny part is that take went by the wayside last year, and here we are, and the Panthers are second to last in the Atlantic Division. What's going on here where the Panthers and Maple Leafs are playing in December? This is supposed to be a marquee matchup for the NHL, and these are the bottom two teams in the Atlantic Division.
Bottom dwellers in the division.
And they have the same. I was going to frame it as I saw the Maple Leafs at the bottom. I was going to frame this as, oh, the Leafs are done. The Panthers ruined the entire Leafs experiment.
Didn't the Panthers give up two-goal leads recently, which they never do?
So it's actually three straight games they've done this. Because in Nashville, they went up 2-0. The Predators tied it at 2, and then the Panthers rattled off 8 goals
interesting
total in the game. But, yeah, against the Flyers and against the Flames, two teams at home that they should beat, especially Calgary, they went up 2-0 in the
coughed
first three.
Up leads. They don't do that.
They didn't look like themselves the last couple of games. The goaltending's been a little spotty. But, yeah, it hasn't been a good little stretch here.
They have the same amount of points as Toronto, so I can't even do the
thing. One game in hand, though.
We're doing that again?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing that again. Facts.
Facts are facts.
So are we cooked? I mean, what's going on here?
Everybody's all
right.
Not cooked. Long season.
I meant in terms of the standings. I don't think the Panthers are a bad team. We know they're hurt, but it's still too early to say that they're – they're going to be able to rebound and
way too early. I think they're going to be fine. That could just be hopium because we've seen them get out of things consistently the last 3 years. They were down and out Paul Maurice's first year, famously, and they were able to battle back at the end. They thankfully got help, but they're a better team. They're battle tested now. They're going to get guys back. I think they'll be okay. And again, as we've talked about all year, they just have to get in. They just have to get in. Maybe you readjust your expectations overall for what that looks like.
I mean, imagine you're the one seed and you're facing the Panthers as the 8 seed.
You're the
most miserable team in the NHL. You're the most miserable one seed in the NHL.
The Bruins in 2023. Sergei Bobrovsky, by the way, 16-9-1 record in his career against Toronto.
Is he in net tonight?
I would assume so, yeah. A lot of off days. Tarasov started against Calgary.
Makes sense.
Right.
Who would you go with? Vanacek?
Well, I mean, it's between Bob and Luongo. So
Lions.
Canes Hoops, they play tonight at Ole Miss. So you have the Florida Panthers and the Leafs on FM 104.3 tonight with Plagans and Billy Lindsay. And then Canes Hoops, 9 p.m. in Oxford, Mississippi at Ole Miss. At 9 p.m., that'll be on AM 560. I also think that game's on ESPN. Am I right about that?
The Canes game?
Canes game is on ESPN.
I was unaware.
I think. Yeah.
A lot going on at Ole Miss.
Very true. Good point. Patriots beat the Giants. No surprise there. The Patriots are legit, man. Like, legit, legit.
Hard to argue. Drake May is now the odds-on favorite to win MVP. He has leaped Matthew Stafford, and they are a – and again, the Giants are no good.
The Patriots have not played anybody. But if this is the schedule you're going to play,
you've done exactly what you need to do with that schedule.
That and, like, there's a close game here and there because it's the NFL, but, like, if you look, they're blowing teams out.
They've won 10 straight.
Of course. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And, look, this is the NFL. Crazy things happen. The Saints, one week, can beat the Panthers on the road 17-7, and then 2 weeks later, the Panthers can go and beat Matthew Stafford and the Rams.
It is funny. Their two losses this year, the Raiders and the Steelers.
Yeah. Both by one score.
That's wild.
They lost to the Raiders to open up the season. They beat the Dolphins 33-27. That could have,
like,
been a loss.
It was like the Raiders' first game with Pete Carroll, and you're like, oh, he's still got it. Remember we did that with Bill Belichick on the first drive of
the
UNC?
Not even the game, the first drive,
and everyone's tweeting, he's still got it. Oh, my God, UNC got it.
What did they finish in ACC?
Like four. Oh, in the ACC?
2-6. They finished 4-8.
Four and eight on the season, I know, yeah.
Good. There cannot be an NFL team that hires him.
No, not now. Jordan Hudson, yeah. Whatever her name is, yeah.
Talking about the cheerleader?
Too much going on there.
The Heat blow out the Clippers, 140-123. That score, not really representative of how the Heat dominated that game. The box score.
I couldn't believe it because I turned it off. I don't know. They were up 40 or whatever, 30-something. They won by less than 20.
Yeah.
What happened at the end? They just
Kawhi Leonard happened.
Oh, really? He got hot? What was he still doing in?
No idea. It was like he was trying to send a message. The Heat were up 20-something points at halftime. They came out in the third quarter. The Heat score the first nine, so they go up 30, and Ty Lue takes out the entire starting five for the Clippers. James Harden played 19 minutes, never checked back into the game. They've won two games going back to early November. I
mean, they are putrid. Jimmy says the Canes-Ole Miss game is on the SEC Network.
Gotcha.
Solana, I saw last night about Davion Mitchell because you brought him up. Highest true shooting percentage in a game with a double-double in NBA history. I looked it up. I wasn't sure the exact stat, so I clarified it just now. He's looking and laughing at me because I have the tweet pulled up. But that's insane.
He's legit good this year. And I was trying to get ahead of it before people started talking about it with Hawk and Crowder, and they just made fun of me.
Okay, but it's still December 2nd.
We're going to do that. December 2nd, yeah. You're 21 games in, and Davion Mitchell, in the fastest-paced offense, the highest-scoring offense in the NBA, is literally going to maybe end up top five in assists this season while shooting an insane percentage. We're going to do that. We're 21 games in with a pretty large sample size here, and he's balling.
Yeah, you're a quarter of the way through the season. They've exceeded expectations.
Okay.
And there's definitely a possibility that things start to even out at some point. If you think Davion Mitchell is going to shoot 1,000% for the rest of the season, I would say you're mistaken.
Not what I'm arguing, but I'll tell you what. Appel, if Matas Buzelis put up this stat line, Hawk would have shown up naked today.
Boozy had a good game last night. Boozy had a good game last night.
It's been 26 minutes of the first segment.
In a loss last night, Boozy had a good game. I hit the Vooch over, by the way. Vooch revenge game, 16.5. That was a laugher.
I love that Solana brought the paper box score from last night. I'm not crapping on you. I love the paper box score.
Yeah. I keep all my box scores. Tommy Tighe told me about that.
Of course.
All my box scores from the past couple games.
Why are you calling them box scores?
I have several box scores.
But why are you calling them box scores?
I love the emphasis on where you're putting it.
What would you call them?
Box scores.
Yeah, box scores.
there's a show.
We're saying the same thing.
No,
there's
we're
a
not.
Show that Nick Kroll and John Mulaney do. It turned into a Broadway show, and they're just like these two old crusty New Yorkers, and they do the same thing. They go on Broadway.
Yeah, right.
That's what. He's
why
doing
are you there. Saying box scores?
Saying it the exact
you
way
are not.
You're saying it.
No,
box scores. So
right, why are you saying it that
way?
Why aren't you saying box scores like anyone else?
That's how I'm saying it. The Heat tomorrow play the Dallas Mavericks.
You have a head injury?
The Heat tomorrow play the Dallas Mavericks.
Are you okay?
Guess what?
Are you the one that played linebacker on this show?
I don't have to go to ESPN and look up how that game went. I have the box score right here.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Your weather? In South Florida, partly cloudy. It's supposed something's supposed to happen. This is going to sound Chris Broussard-esque, but something is supposed to maybe happen in South Florida in terms of weather that is was newsworthy today because I saw I had went to go help my dad out with something this morning. He was watching WSVN7, and they tease like some big news story in the following segment. But then I left and I forgot to check.
Interesting.
And here I am talking it through with you.
All right. Well, let's see if
weather related. What was Phil Ferro saying?
4 o'clock hour.
All right. I'll find out for everybody. That is sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com.
Somebody puts on the chat, Boozy missed two important free throws. Hey, Dant305, stop watching the Bulls game so closely, all right, buddy? I said it was in a loss. We're going to talk more hockey and football with Josh Appel, who will be with us till 4 o'clock today. Like I said, Plagans, Goldie's going to join us. Aronde Gadsden's going to join us. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Crowder.
Hawk.
Unk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know Tree told Jimmy before the show started, play some good music today. And I think that's Tree. I think that's Jimmy trying to placate Tree, but Tree's not even listening to the rejoin. What was that, Jimmy?
Memory Remains by Metallica.
I don't have your headphones ready to roll at a moment's notice.
I know, right?
We had a big producer's board op meeting about 2 weeks ago.
I recall.
And my main thing was, if you're behind the board, have your headphones on.
Right, be prepared.
That was a direct message to everybody. Right. Like, could you imagine doing a radio show and the person behind the glass doesn't have their headphones on?
So what was that? Are you flexing on Solana, Jimmy? Like, hey, the meeting was real nice, but I'm not listening to you?
That's not true.
Does that every day.
You're flexing? It seems like a little bit of a flex to me. You flexing? A little bit of a flex.
I'm not flexing.
All right. Seemed like a little bit of a flex to me. Don't forget, today is Giving Tuesday. If you want to go to RussellEducationFoundation.com and make a donation, that would be a really great gesture on Giving Tuesday. I saw you giggling. I thought you had something to say.
So Solana pulled up a George Richards article on FloridaHockeyNow.com about a player the Panthers called up to play tonight from the AHL, and I'm dying for Solana to try and pronounce
it. Oh, duels. Give us a duels.
So I don't think I can pronounce this name.
Try it.
Let me see.
Just the last couple letters make me a little nervous.
Studnica.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Studnica.
Yeah, if you're Eastern European, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Where's Uruguay? Is that Eastern Europe?
Yep. Right next to Albania.
Josh Appel is with us for a couple hours today. He, of course, not only is our fill-in host, but he's a play-by-play broadcaster nationally for Sports USA's coverage of the NFL. He's scheduled to be on the call this Sunday for Packers and Bears, which is a great game. But he's got personal stuff going on. Can I reveal?
Yeah,
so
sure.
His wife, Mara, is due. I mean, they're having their first baby.
We're in any day now territory.
And they are in any day now territory. And so Josh doesn't know if he's actually going to be able to make it up to Green Bay because he doesn't want to miss the birth of his first child.
Yeah, but the Packers-Bears game is
It's a
so
great
good.
Game. It's a great game. I mean, you gotta weigh it out, right? Pros and cons. Baby being born, first one with my wife. Roma Dunze, Caleb Williams.
And if you think about it, it's one of like 15 games that I'll call this year. So
Ben
like,
Johnson.
Lambeau.
I mean, there's pros and cons on both sides of this.
What do you value more, the love you have for your family or Jordan Love?
Again, toss up.
Man, Christian Watson.
It is a toss-up, man. That is a good game. Appel nailed his analysis.
The rare time.
The Saints heading into the Dolphins game. His analysis was the Saints are going to be pesty enough, that they're just going to be there at the end,
annoying.
You're going to be annoyed by them, and it's exactly what happened in that game. So I'll ask you a couple questions that we were talking about yesterday, the day after the game. What is wrong with Tua, in your opinion? Or is this who he is forevermore?
I hate to say it, but we've seen this version of him for a long period of time this season. It's not just a performance here and there. This is what he has looked like for the majority of this season, and even a bit last season, too. It just feels like physically all of the injuries have caught up to him, and his best days are behind him. I just think that this is what he is at this point, unfortunately.
So the question then is, can you continue on? Omar Kelly wrote a column today in the Herald that essentially was like, can you afford another season? No matter what the salary constraints are, if you have a quarterback who is this diminished.
Well, it depends on whether or not the Dolphins think next year they have a chance to do things in general. If it's just a bridge season to get you to 2027, then you might as well keep him on board. I still think that he is a starter in the league. He's not a top-end starter. I'm not even sure he's middle of the pack anymore.
Man, he doesn't look like a starter, and he is so diminished.
That's fair, but, I mean, there's some bad quarterback play.
I get that, but, I mean, literally, you have a guy who's not mobile, and his greatest attribute was his accuracy.
And that's gone.
Which he seems to have lost. Like,
I heard you guys talking yesterday about the play that he scrambled right before the fourth and one that got stopped, that he pops up and he celebrates. I mean, that is the perfect
completely
encapsulation.
Unaware.
Yeah.
Completely unaware.
The throwaway he had in the first half where he got out of it and then he's running backwards again. I just, it's not the same guy. Every now and again, the same highlight clips from 2022 and 2023 will pop up, and it feels like an alternate universe, the quarterback from like that Charger game to open the season in 2022, or that Ravens comeback in that same season, or the Cowboys win in 2023. It just feels like a different guy because it is a different guy. A lot has happened to him physically since then, and I think it's a fair point by Omar Kelly, but again, if the Dolphins, I mean, they wouldn't admit this publicly, but like if they feel that next year is a bridge year, I guess you could go either way on that. If you're not going to win anything, then who cares if you take the $50 million cap hit or whatever it is going to be if you cut him after June 1st, or if you keep him on the roster at whatever the cap hit would be at that point too. If you want to just clean breakup, I think you might just move off of him this season. But again, as we've talked about before, he's gone after 2026 regardless.
I'm just saying, like, watching him the last few weeks.
It's not the
like,
same guy.
It's literally, it is such a diminished quarterback that I don't know what you're doing at this point.
We kind of saw this coming, though, right? Because Appel, earlier in the year, it was Kyle Krabs who was that I was using as a launching point because he had pointed out those intermediate routes that Tua was money on. I mean, nobody was better from 10 or 11 to 19 yards in the middle of the field, and it was all timing stuff. Like, nobody was better than him, and that's where that significant drop-off has been. He's never been the best deep ball thrower, but if he can't convert the 11 to 19 at a high efficiency clip, then
what are we doing here?
What's his value?
Right, but I mean, Is this, because you said, hey, the injuries have led to this, is this more so, I think this is what has to be answered, they've put it in his head for the past 2 years, get down, don't risk it, and that's affected him? Because I think that's something a quarterback can overcome. Or is this a situation where literally his body is failing him and he can't overcome that? Because, like, if it's the former, then, hey, maybe he can have a bounce-back year. I'm not saying he'll be 2023, and I'm not saying he's a Super Bowl-caliber quarterback, but at the very least in a bridge year, you can still compete and win some games and have a fun season, kind of like we're seeing right now, but with better quarterback play. If it's, hey, this is only going to get worse physically, then, like, there's no question you just buy him out.
I think that the first reason you gave, when you watch him maneuver the pocket and try to scramble, even if he didn't want to get down because that's what he's being told, it seems like he's literally incapable of taking off himself to even put himself in a position to not take one of those hits in the open field. It is – I don't want to question his work ethic. I really don't, because I don't know what he does on a daily basis. But there was a big storyline locally the last two off seasons before this one about him working with a personal trainer and all of that stuff. He's not working with that guy anymore. We saw the boat pictures in the offseason where he didn't look like he was in great shape. And I'm not, I don't want to jump to conclusions about offseason photos. The way these guys train, that can change in a month or two. But I don't know, man. It didn't look great. He doesn't look great now. And it reflects somebody who maybe didn't work as hard as he had in the past in those offseasons.
That could be too. Are you buying, though, their hot streak? They've won three in a row. They've won four out of their last five. And maybe coming out of New York on Sunday, they'll have won four in a row, five out of their last six.
I think they are better than the teams that they're playing on their schedule, and they're winning games against bad teams like they always do. And I think that Pittsburgh will be a really good test for them. I think that this weekend will be an interesting test for them because the Jets have been playing better too. I know that's still the Jets, and I know the Dolphins have had good success against them, but it's a road game in the cold. The Steelers, Monday Night Football, the Bengals are going to have Joe Burrow back. Like, these are games on the schedule that you say, all right, like, these are winnable games, and it'll be a test for them. I just think they're mediocre right now, and mediocre teams, they win the games against the bad teams, and they lose the games against the good teams, and that's kind of what they've been the last couple of years, obviously, to a different extent, but as much as we talk about how bad they are, there are still really good players on this team at certain positions. And when you have game breakers like Devon Achane and Jordan Brooks, an animal in the middle at linebacker, and Minkah Fitzpatrick has a game like he had on Sunday, like sometimes just when you play these lesser teams, your game breakers make plays that win you games. So I don't know. I'd like to buy it. The wins are fun and they are encouraging because you do see signs of progress, especially on defense. But I mean, they're just beating bad teams, which is fine. I'd rather them beat the bad teams than lose to them.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. You've got Panthers hockey tonight, which you will hear on this radio station. Aronde Gadsden's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, although I'm having second thoughts because he texted me, I'm anti-UM going to the college football playoffs, so I may just scrub his entire appearance because I'm not certain I need to hear from a Syracuse dad. I mean, we're already going to have Goldie later on today repping Syracuse, but Aronde is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry, you're not, but I know McDonald's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.